Welcome to the Monkey House. It's me here in the year 2024, and I'm about to be in Sydney and Brisbane. Sydney from the 8th to the 12th of May, Brisbane from the 16th to the 19th of May, doing my show Dryer Dryer at the respective comedy festivals in those cities. But I'm also, while I'm up there, I figured I had a couple of days to kill, so I'm doing a Who Knew It with Matt Stewart on Monday, the 13th of May at the Chippendale Hotel, and in Brisbane at Good Chat Comedy on the 14th of May. And you can get tickets for all of that. Now, go to mattstewartcomedy.com for the links. mattstewartcomedy.com. Now, on with the show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome to Primates, the podcast where we explore primates and popular culture from Chimp Band A all the way down to Chimp Band Z. This week on the show, for the very first time in the Monkey House, it's comedy writer, director and networker Maggie Luke.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Hey, welcome in. I think you were one of the first people I talked to about this.
Yeah.
Is that a good sentence?
Yeah.
Good.
I think so. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, over a year ago. You were going to be a guest and it's... Finally, you've said yes.
It took a while.
Also got returning guest and host of the Gamey Gamey Game show, Evan Munro-Smith.
It's good to be here.
How do you say
it's
that?
It's Smith.
Smith.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. I've seen that name around and I've just never heard it said. So say it again.
Smith. Yes.
Okay. Smith. Mm. You heard of that?
Yeah, just then.
Yeah.
Do you know Kai Smythe? I was thrown by it when I first saw his name because it's S-M-Y-T-H-E.
Right.
And I was like, I think that's Smith. Is that also Smith?
I remember Adelaide 49ers basketballer Phil Smythe.
And how's that spelled?
S-M-Y-T-H-E, I think.
Oh, the same as.
Maybe without the E, not sure.
Right.
Maybe with a Y. Now, Maggie, as a first-time enterer of the Monkey Zone and house, we normally ask the question, what is your favorite primate?
I'm gonna go with the Diana monkey.
Diana monkey in memory of the People's Princess.
My assumption is yes. It only started existing as of 1997 and onwards.
To really, because Elton John released a new version of his song "Candle in the Wind," and the Primate Society released a new monkey, limited edition, the Diana monkey.
Yeah.
I'm just looking it up now. According to Google. It says, and if you're not familiar with Google, it's a sort of an online resource.
Okay.
You can type a word in there and then info will come back at you.
Okay. And on computers?
Or? On computers, yeah. Okay. Mainly, yeah. And of Diana monkey, it says, the Diana monkey is an old world monkey found in West Africa from Sierra Leone to the word that is, translates to Ivory Coast. How do you say that the French way? Côte d'Ivoire. The Diana monkey ranges from 40 to 55 centimeters in length. Is this something that attracted you to it?
I usually only go for the 40 centimeter ones.
Right.
That's quite small.
Otherwise, they're getting a bit big.
Yeah. I'm a little person.
Evan, you got to remember that these measurements are excluding its tail, which is of a
That's
uniform.
That's a good point, actually. I wasn't.
It's of a uniform 3 to 4 centimeter diameter. And 50 to 75 centimeters long. Uniform.
Okay.
In that uniform range.
You know what I realized today? This is off topic. That flamingos are a really weird shape. I was...
Yeah, they're quite birdish, aren't they? They
are
a weird
like a
shape
at
for
all.
A monkey, yeah. Is that what you're thinking? Funny color for a monkey too.
Are there any? No, there's no pink monkeys. I just remember I had a flashback I was at the dentist today and they'd redone the place since I was last there, and they put a screen on the ceiling showing, I guess, calming images of birds and other stuff. There were pelicans.
What were they doing to the birds to calm them?
No, the birds were just going about their business. But flamingos look weird. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, beautifully weird.
Can we just go back? You just said there's no pink monkeys.
Are there? I don't know. Do humans count?
I reckon monkeys, like the Arctic monkeys that have white fur but real pink skin.
I thought you meant the band.
No. That is a good band, though.
Are Arctic monkeys a thing?
Well, I didn't realize that until right now.
Arctic monkeys
are
a real thing.
You do a primates podcast.
Yeah. Oh, wait, are they Japanese macaques? Is that what they're talking about? Arctic monkeys?
Oh.
You're right. They do have reddish faces.
No, but I think Arctic monkeys, there's monkeys in the Arctic.
Right.
Was there something?
Because I know that
you're both sitting there with laptops in front of you right now, and I've got nothing but a bag of hot chips, and I just feel this is not even.
The Japanese Arctic monkeys, the Japanese macaques are actually I'm pretty sure they're the northernmost monkeys.
Here's a fun fact. There's bears in Japan.
What?
My parents went bear watching.
Maybe?
In Japan. Brown bears right up the top.
Brown bears.
Big ones. I had no idea. I didn't even know they were going. I just got a photo saying, found one, and it was a picture of a bear in Japan. I was like, wow, this is good. I don't really need the connecting story. There's apparently bears in Japan.
What drew you to the Diana monkey?
I thought it had a fun name.
Mm.
And it made me think about Princess Diana, which is something I think about her at least once every 2 days.
Really?
Wow, that's a lot.
Is it because she died the day the Saints won to put themselves on top of the ladder at the end of the 1997 home and away season, winning their first minor premiership in decades?
Minor premiership?
Yeah.
What's a minor premiership?
In the AFL, it's if you finish on top at the end of the season. Sort of like, you know, in the EPL, if you just have to finish on top at the end, then you win the whole thing.
No.
But in the AFL, there's a minor premiership for doing that, but then the premiership for the team who wins the final series.
Oh, like the end of the season is before the
finals. Yeah.
Right. I see. Yes. Okay.
The Saints have done that a few times in my lifetime, but never the premiership.
And they did it when Princess Diana died.
The day Diana dies.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, I remember. Everyone remembers where they were. I was at Alex Mercer's birthday party in a park, and I remember my mum went, Princess Diana's died, and as she said it, a jacaranda flower slowly floated to the ground.
Yeah.
And I went, wow, this means something.
Yeah. Do you think that was her in a way saying, hey,
it's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay. She really was the princess of the people.
Yeah, queen of hearts.
Mm. And jacaranda flowers.
Jacaranda. No, I think about Princess Diana once every 2 days. And I don't know why. It's always little things that remind me, like short blonde hair or tunnels.
Yeah. Dodi Al-Fayed.
When I catch up with Noah, he's gone.
He went about the same time.
He went the same.
Very similar.
Exactly.
Time.
Did you have a connection with her when she was alive?
No, that's the thing. I don't think I knew anything about her.
You never even met her or chatted to her?
No, no.
That's weird.
We didn't even Skype. It was weird. But I remember, I think it was because I didn't know anything about Princess Diana, that when all the influx of this crazy time,
she must have been amazing.
Just like stuck in my head.
Yeah.
A lot, and I've watched all the documentaries.
Mm. Right. And do you think that it was the paparazzi did it, or did it go all the way to the top?
I reckon the paps did it.
But
the royals weren't fazed.
Right.
Yeah.
Liz.
Yeah.
Liz and the gang.
Have you seen The Queen?
Love The Queen.
Great movie. They weren't fazed there.
Wait, have I seen The Queen? I've seen the series. Is there also a movie, The Queen?
What's the series?
I'm thinking The Crown.
That's good.
Yeah,
that is a good series.
Maybe I don't think I have seen The Queen. Is that the one with Helen Mirren?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
It's one with
I said
Helen
that
Mirren.
Weird, I think. Let's Helen just move Mirren. On. No Run. One no let's not stop in that. I think the listeners.
Sorry, I was laughing.
Notice.
You weren't gonna get away with it.
No, I think we've got away with it. Just don't go back.
No editing. No editing,
please. Evan, where were you the day that Diana died?
I'm embarrassed to say I don't have any. I don't remember it happening.
Were you born yet in 1997?
Yeah.
Yeah, surely.
That makes you older than 22.
Yes.
Or older than 21 and a half.
I'm 30.
What?
I was born in 1989.
Get out of here, old man. This is a podcast for children and older.
So
younger.
I was in primary school. I would have been in, grade 3
Pretty
or something.
Pretty sure it was a Sunday.
So. Oh, well, I don't know. What would have been at
You're
home?
Probably playing with Play-Doh. You goose.
I reckon you ignored 9/11 as well. I don't reckon you remember that.
No, I do remember that because that was, a few years later. I remember I was in high school.
Almost 4 years
so
later.
You were born in 1987. No, you were born in 1989.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
It all checks out? Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Where were you when 9/11 happened?
I don't know where I was, when I heard about it. I just remember going to school that day and just being like, this is weird.
My partner's got parents who are American, and he said that on the day of 9/11, he was asleep ready before school, and his dad comes in and goes, and kicks in the door. He's like, get out. It's World War fucking 3. It's happening, man.
Was he in America at the time? Or was...
No, Australia. Right. And just kicked over a chair. And that's what he woke up to the day of 9/11.
Wow.
So he remembers that.
Yeah, of course.
Similar to the Jacaranda moment.
Because, it happened overnight. Really late or early in the morning?
It was early in the morning here.
And I remembered. I don't remember hearing about it. Maybe at school. No, my parents must have mentioned it.
Yeah.
We didn't really watch TV before school.
Yeah, neither did I. We may have had the radio on or something.
Yeah.
Maybe Mum and Dad might have put it on because of...
I remember it was from then on, that was all that TV showed. Because back then, in 2001, there was only 5 channels in Australia and you just couldn't watch anything else at that stage.
Mm.
It was blanket coverage.
My dad said, come upstairs, Margaret. Something's happened. And I was like, it's Gran, she's dead. No, she's still kicking.
Yeah.
15 years later.
That's great.
Yeah. I do remember that going to bed the night before, a boy, and waking up, a man. Everything had changed.
Yeah. It was a different time.
It was.
Strange you got your first pube on the 9/11.
It was a weird coincidence, but I was around that, little wet that dream time in my life. Time,
yeah. So. It'll put hair on your chest.
9/11 will put hair on your
chest. Do you know where pubes go? Maybe technically you can call chest hair.
Yeah, pubes. I don't know.
All right, you've got me there.
That sounds like a kid's book. Do you know where pubes go? Don't answer that question.
Your body's going through changes, Evan. You're a 30-year-old man now. Are you sticking with human as your favorite kind of non-human primate?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I've closed that loophole and you're still going for it.
I got in before the loophole.
And can you update us on your favorite Disney character?
Andy from Toy Story.
Okay.
Sticking with that as well.
Useless.
Real weird.
No way. It's not even a character. He's like a cameo.
He's in the whole film in a way.
Yeah, his feet are in there at one point.
He owns all of the toys.
You're hungry for power. That's what it is. I see what's happening.
Yeah.
So I've brought you two here today to talk about a very important topic. And
is it 9/11?
No, that, I've stopped. That hasn't come up for a while. But what I want to talk about is Project Runway, All Stars, Season 7, Episode 5, originally airing January 30th, 2019, way back earlier this year.
Mm. Yeah.
This is fresh content.
Important stuff.
This episode's going out live as well.
Wow.
Basically.
Mm.
I'm going to put it up straight away.
Yeah.
Now, I put out a few options to use. I said this episode, which was suggested by a listener. I also suggested Powerpuff Girls or a story about a chimpanzee who drove a car. And you both unanimously chose Project Runway, All Stars, Season 7, Episode 5.
Mm.
Why was that? What does Project Runway mean to you? Are you fashionistas?
I was just going with the flow because Maggie said Project Runway and I didn't want to
rock the boat.
Yeah.
Would you have gone the car driving chimp otherwise?
No, probably Powerpuff Girls.
Powerpuff Girls.
Can I just say, did you put car driving chimp in?
No, I don't think you didn't. I don't think you put that. I think that you said there was a story, but I think if you'd said that it was a story about a car driving chimp.
Probably would have both gotten on board with that. Yeah.
Oh, well, I left out a weird detail there.
I reckon all your listeners now will stop listening and look up the one where you tell that story in the future.
Yes.
Well,
now.
We'll probably do that. We'll probably do that. Probably do both of those topics at some point.
Everyone's disappointed.
But so had you seen Project Runway before this? It's basically like Great British Bake Off only for clothes.
Yeah.
Instead of baking a cake, they're baking a dress.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, like a probably, are you? Do you have a lot of English listeners? Is that why you use that reference?
Maybe.
Or MasterChef for the Australians.
MasterChef. Yes. Or for Americans, it's sort of like Project Runway America.
Yeah. I like it. I think it's fun.
Yeah.
I think it's not real fashion. So you wouldn't, you don't look
what
at it.
What do you mean
like,
it's not real fashion?
Well, it's all kind of cut together, you know? I know what that means. Cut together is
you
what
like
fashion
it,
is.
You like it sort of like a silicone mold normally. No joints.
No, but it's just, it, you know, they've got 2 days to make it.
Right.
With like
right,
a budget right. of $200 max.
It's a bit slapdash.
Slapdash, yes. So it tends to all look the same all the time.
Right.
You've either got the drapey pieces or the little kind of angular dresses.
Okay.
Made
does fashion
of,
take longer than 2 days?
Well, it can do.
Yes, to make something specific.
Right.
It's hard
some
work.
People are really good at intricate detail. I've watched Project Runway before. I used to really like it when Tim Gunn was around. I don't know why Tim Gunn and Heidi Klum are gone, but I don't like this one as much.
It's a Me Too movement.
But yeah, some people are really good at intricate details, but then that's like, that's what they do. That's their thing. Like that's the little trick or something is they'll be really good at this thing. And so you get a bit of that. But yeah, typically it tends to be a bit simple.
It's very similar to the Great British Bake Off Australia, where they have similar things. A lot of the bakers have certain skills.
They're great at pastry or
great at layer cakes.
Yep. That means they're good team members.
Right.
Because you got to have someone else on board.
Okay. Do you want to? This is what IMDb says to describe this episode. So this episode, episode 5, is called something like Going Wild or something. I should probably look that up. I can
did
tell
you not have that in front of you?
No, I do. Well, let me find it. On the Prowl. Oh, I get it.
Ooh, right.
It's a double meaning there.
Yep.
Firstly, they're talking about wild animals. But secondly, they want the outfits to be something you can wear on a night out. Going wild.
Yeah. Right. Oh, I get it now.
Looking for a mate, they said.
Ah. Mm. So it's a primate. So it says, the all-winners season continues with high fashion inspired by zoo animals for a wild night out. Peyton List and Joan Smalls, guest judge.
Mm.
And we hadn't heard of them either.
I'd heard of Joan.
Oh, you had heard of Joan Smalls?
Yeah, she's got.
They called her a supermodel.
Well, she's got a disappointing supermodel name. That's why I remember her. Because it's just like, you know, Heidi Klum, Kylie Kloss, Joan Smalls.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think there's something about it. Joan Smalls.
Yeah, that's because you're looking at a picture of her right now.
No, I'm looking at the words, Joan Smalls. And they went at the start of the episode, they went to Turtleback Zoo in New Jersey, USA, West Orange. And they all got to pick one animal. They had to run to get to pick a number.
What?
There was a fight over one of the animals.
Because they couldn't double up on animals, I guess.
Right. So, and no one fought over the lion.
Yeah.
And no one fought over the gibbon, the white-cheeked gibbon.
Yeah, that was strange.
Yeah, that should have been a fight over that.
I'm going back to the lion. That's crazy. Wouldn't you think...
I would have thought the lion would have been straight up.
Most symbolic, I don't know. I think they're on drugs.
Yeah.
Lions.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, they're always so laying about, aren't they? Yeah. Especially the big maned ones. They're just lazing about. Do you think they're on the chuffity-chuffity, you reckon?
Yeah.
I reckon they could be.
A little toke.
Yeah.
A little lion, a little roar.
Yeah.
Can
those lionesses, I reckon they're doing lions because they're racing about.
What?
Getting pouncing on things like they're jacked out of their minds. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, doing lines.
I didn't do that sniff. Madge did that for
me. She had to do that for me to get what you were talking about.
Yeah, I didn't even know what you guys are talking about. I'm just having a good time over here.
Maggie had a dinner order delivered before by a French woman.
Ah, so good.
And she said, Maggie.
Bonjour, Maggie.
I opened the door. She said, bonjour, Maggie. And I went, oh, ouais. Which means, yeah.
Oh, ouais.
Ouais means yeah, and oui means yes.
Oh.
So you can be nonchalant about your wet. So you go, where?
I'm learning so much.
Yeah, I know.
You watched on the way here, you watched this episode on the tram. Is that true?
I did because I thought that was the thing. I had to arrive.
And then you got here just in time to watch it again.
Yeah, and then we watched it again, which I was okay with. But I
it's a great episode. It's a cracker of a.
Oh, it's you know, it's nice to see them get out and about, yeah. out of the studio.
Yeah.
Get away from that runway where they make them live on.
Yeah.
They're all going to sleep on this project runway.
Yeah.
Which feels full on.
Yeah. When will the project end?
Mm.
But I was on the tram and I was watching it and I was kind of into it and I didn't feel that the tram pulled up to a stop. And all of a sudden I got eye contact with the guy looking, staring at me, and I realised there was about 10 people trying to get off this packed tram and I'd been blocking the way the whole time. And as soon as I realised, the tram driver was like, oh, well, and closed the door and we had to keep going.
Did he say, oh, well?
Well, it was, I think the attitude was there with it. And so me and all these 10 people who were just death staring me, we had to go to the next tram stop and get off. It was all thanks to Project Runway.
Project Runway, All-Stars.
All-Stars.
Now, the All-Stars part of it
is
because they're all past winners or past I think they might be all past winners, actually. So you've got Sunny Fong, who must have already been – he was already eliminated, actually. Forget him. But he he won Canada Season 2. So you've got winners from US Season 11 and 10 and 6 and 2 and 13 and 9. So a lot of US winners. And you've got Australian winners, Season 1, Season 4. And then you've got a few Canadians, a Brazilian winner, and a Dutch winner.
Were there three Aussies or were there only two Aussies?
One.
Hang on, what?
Two. Oh. Two Aussies.
He's counting.
But the Season 1 winner, Julie Grubach. There's no vowels there. She's short on vowels. Julie with lost an E and Grubach's G-R-B-A-C.
Yeah, that looks. Her name looks like a typo.
It's a bit insensitive.
Is that a mean thing to say?
Yeah, it is.
I'm sorry, Julie.
Can I buy a vowel, Baby John Burgess? Am I right? But she also, fascinating fact.
Yes.
She designed the Virgin Australian hostesses uniforms.
Oh, yeah. Wow. They're red.
They're red and purple.
Sorry.
Ah.
Very, yes.
Now, was that post-runway or was this a pre?
I think it might have been post-runway.
Yeah, okay.
Let me just double check that for you because I'd hate to lie.
You're a Richard Branson fan.
Yes. 2011.
The eye roll coming from Evan. Yes, I know the name of billionaires. I've got a Project Runway story.
What?
Mm. I've been to Project Runway.
What does that mean?
I've seen it. Australia. I've seen it filmed.
Oh.
Got free tickets. I got three free tickets. And
it's a weird number?
Like the finale sort of thing?
Yeah, the finale down at...
Because they do a big fashion show with an audience.
That's it, yeah, down at the Docklands.
In Melbourne?
In Melbourne.
Wow.
And
the Project Runway is in Melbourne?
Well, I know it was.
Whoa.
I know.
We're so close to greatness.
I know. We're the fashion capital of Australia.
Oh, that's true. We've got Chadston here.
So cultural.
Yeah.
We've got Chadston in the finale of program.
Yeah, they're the big two.
But,
and also horse racing where people wear suits and dresses.
And fascinators.
Yeah.
And get drunk.
That's fashion.
Oh, I heard a story about the horse races.
Okay.
Would you want this
one? Let's go. Let's roll down this.
Which one? Do you want the one that I showed up late? Okay, so I showed up late to Project Runway.
Yeah.
Mm.
With my friend. And they said, oh, there's two seats left. And one was behind the judges, so it was in full camera.
Ooh.
And my friend Sam's very glamorous. And I'd showed up straight from work. And they said, and you can sit there. And I was like right up in the bleachers like that. And some woman gave me a muesli bar and I just sat and ate a muesli bar where Sam was on like every single shot like that.
And you were working as a bricklayer at the time, is that right?
Yeah, I know, right? Chic.
You work in the entertainment business. You don't have to stay modest.
No, I'm not a more embarrassed. But at the races, do you know what is the number one thing that is in the lost property department after after the races?
After the race, shoes.
No.
Hats.
No.
Wallets.
No.
Running out of things.
Horseshoes.
No.
Jockeys.
No.
Keys.
No.
Mobile phones.
No.
Underpants.
No. Do you want to tell you?
All right.
Hats.
Clutches. Clutches full of vomit.
Oh.
Because girls go, I'm going to spew.
And they do it in the clutch.
The clutch. And then they chuck the clutch and say, I'm cool.
Okay.
And so all these people collect all these clutches and they're like, oh, this is great. Let's see if they've got ID. Open up, full of spew.
And then they take them to the lost property.
Well, yeah, I think the people cleaning up at the end of the day, it's part of their job to take stuff to lost property.
Oh, that is the worst thing I've ever heard. And we've talked about 9/11 tonight. Okay, I regret that.
I've got a few boxes I need ticked.
That's no good. That is disturbing.
Just going to have a drink now.
Yeah, please.
So
that is very fashion.
Zoo fashion.
Yes.
That's what this episode is
all
about.
No one was inspired by a horse. No.
No. Well, you don't see a horse at a zoo, do you?
Oh,
a horse's zoo animal?
Maybe zebras?
No, not at your
zoo. Why wouldn't someone go a zebra?
Zebra's great.
It's so obvious. Exactly. Maybe it's too obvious. Maybe it wasn't an option.
I think part of it was that they had it was picked for them.
Yeah, they only had those options, right? Yeah.
I like the wallaby. No one really talked about the wallaby. First of all, no Australians picked the wallaby.
Yeah,
that was
going
weird.
On? Come on, that get on the weird. Wallaby.
Then they made the wallaby outfit, which was just a big yellow jumper with a pair of pants.
It looked like a pouch upside down.
But we all went, oh, that's a bit crook, but nothing else was said of it. It just got through. It was fine.
Yeah, it was safe, yeah.
I don't know why. I think it's because they're just kind of like a mediocre. It's got to be something to do with the personalities as well. Like there's.
I guess so.
You know, if they've got a good personality, they're not going to kick them out.
But also it was fine. It was fine.
It was just fine, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No need to dwell on it, really. But none of them really looked like the. So the brief was to design an outfit inspired by whatever animal you picked or got picked for you or went up with or whatever. Yeah. But they weren't like animal outfits, which is, you know, they're supposed to be a high fashion thing. So.
Yeah, none of them were really obviously inspired. Apart
some
from
of
the
them were quite a stretch. Host
Alyssa Milano, though. She
was the only one wearing leopard print.
Can we talk about Alyssa Milano being the host and judge of Project Runway?
Yeah, she's a fashion icon.
She's no Heidi Klum.
She was Josie in Blink-182's film clip for Josie.
One of her most famous roles.
Yeah. She was also a witch.
She was in Charmed.
Oh, and she was on Charmed.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and now she's, I don't know. If I'd made a cool giraffe costume and I had Alyssa Milano telling me that I was no good at sewing, I'd be like, I got to reconsider a few things, really, don't you? This is not the place for me. I need to get out of here. I
imagine they're editing a lot of bits out of people going, who are you, Alyssa Milano, to tell me about sewing? Cast your spells elsewhere. Josie.
I really want to know. I love the idea that one of the judges was a zookeeper, right?
Oh.
In the final judging, but it didn't
How
work
did I miss
out.
That?
Like it did, no, they weren't.
Oh, okay.
But like there was a zookeeper there that they'd asked, but he was not contributing.
Right.
And so in the edit, they're like, we're gonna have to let Brian go. Yeah. We can't. It's not working out.
He was being too anatomically correct. Yeah. Everyone's like,
this doesn't look like an animal at all.
Next.
Trying to, put hay around the giraffe woman and
yeah. These animals are nocturnal. You should be asleep right now.
I think you'll find.
What are you even doing awake? I found an article, like a sort of a blog thing that recaps it. It's a recap. That's the word I was trying to say.
Oh, yeah. You couldn't think of it before.
Do you want me to this is a pretty short one by Andy Swift on TVLine.com.
Oh, Andy.
Yeah. You know his work. he opens thusly, which is actually a quote from the show. Says, how much nipple is too much nipple? This and other important questions were tackled on Wednesday's episode of Project Runway All-Stars, which sent the remaining 11 designers to New Jersey's Turtleneck Zoo. Now that's a fashion design challenge I like to see.
Why didn't they pick a turtle?
That'd be great.
Yeah. Turtlenecks.
Yeah, you could have then got Dana Carvey's The Master of Disguise outfit as I'm a turtly turtle. That would have been cool.
Great reference. very good.
So they went there for their inspirational walk on the wild side with a hissing snake draped on her shoulders. Oh, this is how it starts.
Yeah.
Alyssa Milano comes out with a big snake around her. And by this stage, I didn't realize that she was the villain of the show. Normally you don't get the host to be the main judge as well.
They must have budget cuts.
It says, Britney Spears style, host Alyssa Milano announced that the contestants needed to create a runway look to attract the most attention on a wild night out. Jeez, I wasn't paying much attention.
It seems like a very detailed recap.
Yeah, I know, but it doesn't go that much longer. So, right. If one of those ones where they've just detailed first 10 minutes. And then the designers could each choose one animal from the zoo. First come, first serve, incorporating all of that creature's characteristics. That's not true. Not just the way they look, into their ensemble. While some designers lucked out with dynamic animals like lions and giraffes, others were forced to make do with slightly less exciting sources of inspiration.
Lucked out? Isn't that a negative?
Lucked out, yeah. Lucked. Where do you what do you see as lucked out?
I'd say it's a negative.
You like you're out of luck.
No, I see the opposite.
Lucked out.
I feel like lucked out is you got lucky.
Lucked out.
I always heard it as.
I think it's used both ways.
Yeah, right.
Maybe.
Well, it's pointless then.
It's just
right. It's like bi-monthly. That's like the most useless term because it means both twice a month and once every 2 months.
Yeah, that's right.
Pointless. What's the point of that?
Biannual is the same. Any of those sort of bi times.
Hmm. I feel like biannual you would interpret to be twice a year. Bisexual. What does it even mean?
You can do it twice every sexual or every two sexuals. Is that what?
but I feel like biannual is twice a year, but for some reason bi-monthly.
I think biannual is twice yearly. Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
Might be technically both ways, but I think, you know, typically it's interpreted to be, I don't know. Look, I'm going to stop.
No. There's no wrong ideas.
All right, I'll have an opinion.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
If you had to pick an animal and then design some outfit, what would you do? What animal would it be, and then what outfit would you go with?
Well,
taking it'd over,
probably be like a white-cheeked gibbon.
Yeah. And what would happen?
I'd put a pretty poorly made, apparently dress together that had funny lines, and it didn't sit very well, and had a funny V between my legs. And puffy cheeks.
Funny
on my
lines
butt.
Is your thing, isn't that how you make a cross? Yes.
Wow, hey, gotta have them. Yeah, that was a good one there. Yeah. I haven't been given many examples, but that's sort of the kind of thing I'd like to come up with. Yes.
What about you, Ev?
Maybe an elephant.
Oh yeah.
And what would you make?
It's a big grey thing.
Yeah, right.
Like a big, sort of like a big elephant suit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like an elephant costume.
Yeah.
This would be a grey suit.
Saggy and
one
rough,
out of pink flamingo.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to change mine to pink flamingo, and I'm just going to make it all flamingo-y and
yeah.
What bothered me about the flamingo was its neck.
Oh, yeah.
It just doesn't seem like it makes much sense.
It's like a big pipe cleaner.
Well, you know, everyone knows that fact of why they're pink.
No.
Well, their flamingos are white. And they're only pink because they eat a certain algae in the pond. That's why when you see flamingos at zoos, they're usually white.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's something.
Yeah, I know.
And I love a fact that starts off with everyone knows this, especially when they're the only person in the room who knows it. So you're an idiot if you don't know this. You're sort of taunting people to question it. Obviously, everyone knows. You know, you're not a moron.
Well, I didn't want to throw it out there, and you both went,
duh.
You know what I'd do? I'd do sausage dog, but I'd do like the model.
Because you got one.
A man completely naked.
Okay.
Preferably,
Black. Completely naked.
Yeah. And then a hand muff, just one long.
Hand muff.
Long.
don't know what
furry
that, what
hand muff. You know those.
I'm not understanding any of this.
You know, like
you lost me after you said sausage dog.
I thought it was a black male model that might have taken you off, but like, because I want it to stand out.
Okay.
So you know, hand muff.
All right, I'm googling hand.
So
muff.
It's like, you know, when it's really cold in Russia, it's just a loop of fur that you put your hands into
to keep
it warm.
I've never heard of that.
It's like a hood. You'd have a hoodie and you got your hood.
That must be.
It's like that.
Like a pouch, but it's not attached.
Yeah.
So it's just one big long hand muff.
It's like an impractical glove.
Yeah. They go back. I was going to say that's a new invention, but they look like they go back
very long
into the 17th and 18th centuries.
Mm. I don't think they had the techniques to create gloves.
Yeah, it'd be easy to make.
Yeah.
By the early 20th century, muffs were used in England only by women.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. Times have changed.
Right.
So naked man.
Okay.
With one long fur, brown fur hand muff, and that would be my representation of a sausage dog.
Okay.
Yeah, right. That to sounds me, like that something sounds you like could a, actually construct
a,
as well.
A ferret or something. Yeah, it was like a naked person. Yeah. Is that fashion or lack of fashion?
I think I just want to see it.
You're just asking to see a naked. There are, so I told you about Google before. Now, if you go in there and just type those words, you're probably going to be able to find.
Naked black man.
Yeah, I mean, sure. All right. It's very specific. That's and good. A bit of an overshare, to be honest. But...
So where were we?
We were talking about this TV show, Project Runway All-Stars, Season 7, Episode 5.
So Julie,
yes.
She gets the given. Did she pick the given?
She picked the given. She kept she saying it. Cheeky monkey a lot. Yeah, that, I remember this episode she said it 8 times.
I'm pretty sure. Is a gibbon a monkey?
I don't think
that's a gibbon.
It what?
Yeah, gibbon's a monkey.
Oh, is it really?
Check it out. I don't know if they are.
All right. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. Maybe I'm getting the wrong one.
They're a mammalia. Oh, hang on. Yeah. Animalia. No, hang on.
No, that's a book.
Animaniacs.
Hylobatidae.
Yeah.
Grey.
Yeah, okay. You're doing some beat poetry now?
No, I'm reading what the Wikipedia says. It doesn't say monkey anywhere.
I don't think they're a monkey.
Oh, then they're an ape.
Because they don't have a tail.
Oh, they don't have a tail.
They are apes.
That's what I said.
Sorry.
I know that for a fact. They're definitely apes. And that's why I kept being offended when she was calling him a cheeky monkey. They're not a monkey.
Yeah, that's how she did. The woman was like, "What's a gibbon?" And she was like, cheeky
it's a
monkey.
Cheeky monkey, and that's why that's why I was looking at you boys going, but that's what we should. You should.
It's a we were all very offended. I saw. I've met some of these gibbons. There's a gang of them at the Adelaide Zoo.
Oh yeah. And they're very loud.
Yeah, they're so cool.
Yeah,
and of course they're apes.
Yeah,
but they move. I can sort of see they move a bit like monkeys, but you're right. They don't have tails. That's the giveaway.
Adelaide is one of the greatest cities in the world, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Do you know why? I'll tell
churches.
You why.
Churches, yeah. So many
beautiful
churches.
Football ground.
Great. No, but I'll top it. The zoo is in the middle of the city. Right. So when I lived there, I bought a year-round pass, and I was working and doing stuff in the city, and I'd have, half an hour break?
Yeah.
Go to the zoo. Don't even have to worry. Pick an animal. Don't even look
you
at
get
anything
to,
else.
Over there you get to pick an animal and take one home with you. And that's what makes Adelaide the greatest city in the world.
There you go. You're like, I'm just having wombat today.
Right.
Boom. Straight to the wombat.
Wait, you look go and look at it. Okay.
Look at it. Get out.
Yeah.
Don't look at any other animals. Don't give them the time of day, knowing that you can come back at any time.
Yeah.
And see the other ones.
Right.
My problem with that zoo, there were so many small enclosures which make me feel uncomfortable. The gibbons had a nice big looking one. It looked
it's
like
fine.
It, okay. I was so that's put
they
my
know
mind
what
at
they're
ease.
Doing.
Have you guys what do you think of tapirs?
Tapirs there. I saw them there, yeah.
I think they're
I looked right down on one.
Fancy cows.
Fancy cows? Fancy yeah. pig cows.
Fancy pig cows.
I need to Google a
tapir.
So did you know that if you're a member at that zoo, you can go to Melbourne Zoo? I went into Adelaide Zoo on my Melbourne Zoo pass.
No.
And I didn't even have my Melbourne Zoo pass. I had to call up Melbourne Zoo and pass my phone over to them. And they said, yeah, Matt's all right.
He's
let
all right. He's with us.
Saved me $35.
Wow.
Anyway, that's my story of the day.
Zoos are great. I feel like, I don't know. I thought about zoos for a second there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you want to? Well, I looked up because I'm always now recent guest. Erica Fleury from the North American Primate Sanctuary Alliance, NAPSA, over there in La La Land. She talks about how, you know, different in America especially, there are zoos that are called zoos that are really just people's backyards with tiny cages and really messed up.
Yeah. Is it just a looser system over there?
I think it is looser over there. And the same with sanctuaries. Some places will call themselves sanctuaries that really aren't. There's quite a strict. It's sort of like free-range eggs.
Mm.
So many eggs in Australia, at least, say free-range on them when a lot of those still clip beaks and they're not really fully free-range. They're kind of a bit messed up still. It's weird that there's different bodies who have stricter and less strict.
What do you mean clip beaks?
They'll hot snip their beaks off.
Why?
I think it's to stop them pegging each other or something because they're in such close proximity. I don't know any of this for sure. I've taken the phrase clip their beaks and I've extrapolated all of that. I don't know any of that for sure.
You're watching some videos David Quirk's put up.
All I know is clipping beaks sounds messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is, I looked up AmericanHumane.org for this zoo that they were inspired by in West Orange, New Jersey. It says, Turtleback Zoo has achieved certification through the Global American Humane Conservation Program for the welfare and humane treatment of their animals under its care. Turtleback Zoo passed a rigorous third-party audit to become the 17th institution in the United States to earn the prestigious Humane Certified Seal of Approval. Now, I don't know if the Humane Certified Seal of Approval is worth anything, but that sounds good. Does on it? The surface.
Yeah, one of 17 is pretty good.
Yeah. Mm. So, And
Project Runway wouldn't go to a zoo that wasn't.
The fashion industry
it's
loves
come
animals.
A long way,
loves
hasn't it?
Animals. Has
it? I think it used to be pretty bad to them, but I think it's improved a lot. Yeah, I think a lot of models work with PETA.
Who's he? Right.
Peter Andre, old pop star from the back in the day, back in the 90s.
Yeah, interesting Mystical that no girl. One went with fur in this challenge. There they was leather, though, maybe. Maybe?
Or it's probably crazy.
There was leather, the lion guy.
Yeah,
can
weirdly.
We just note the one who did the lion costume? Nothing like a lion.
Where was the inspiration? It's
green slacks and a white top.
Green.
Yeah, it was green. I thought at first I said, oh, that looks cool. No. And then everyone in the room said I was wrong, and then everyone on screen said I was wrong.
Green. I liked the green. I think
green's
right.
My favorite color. I see green. I'm like, all right, now some fashion I can understand.
Well, it was like a pastel. It was like I didn't know. It was like it was pants from the front, but a skirt from the back.
Yeah. Well, now you're singing from Alyssa Milano's songbook, aren't you? That's a very similar question she had. What is it? Is it pants or a skirt? And he said, "Does it matter?
Does it have to be a pant or a skirt?"
Yeah.
I don't think it does.
What were you, a witch or a person? You tell me.
Or Josie from the Blink-182 song, Josie.
Get out of here, Alyssa.
Get out of here.
Get out.
Oh, you're the host and one of the judges. Okay, you can hang about.
And Julie made a gibbon dress. It was like a cocktail dress sort of thing. She made this black dress which sort of went in at the waist. I'm trying to picture from my memory. And then it had like furry bits like a gibbon's fur on the hips.
Yeah, I think she made the mistake of it was the gibbon fur on the hips, which accented the
You know
the
what
bit.
They say, gibbon's fur on the hips.
Is a lifetime,
on the lips.
On the lips.
Look at that the wrong way around.
No, I think that works.
A gibbon's fur on the lips, a lifetime of gibbon's fur on the hips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, well, she made that mistake, didn't she? Not giving anything away. But, yeah, no, it was like they said, it was accenting the worst part.
Yeah, it wasn't very flattering, the shape.
Alyssa Milano said you're drawing attention to all the parts of a body that people don't want to have attention drawn
then
to.
They did. She did a little V-cut so you could see a bit of a flaps hanging down. Like, it was very, very strange.
When you say flaps there, can I get qualification there? Clarification.
Qualification? I can show you. I don't think I need to show you a qualification.
Show us your degree. Yeah. do you want to – I can keep going with this debrief. What is it called? Recaps.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, speaking of Irina, which I haven't. I skipped that bit, to be honest. And so, the line before says, why Irina Shabayeva willingly chose a wallaby? I'll never know. Cop that. Cop that wallabies mainly. But she goes, speaking of Irina, she stirred up some drama in the workroom this week by suggesting that Dmitry Sholokhov, that Michelle Lesniak was copying his aesthetic, an assertion that had everyone buzzing.
What was buzz?
Once Anthony Reinold brought the issue to Michelle's attention, she confronted Dmitry about it directly, earning my respect forever and ever.
Yeah, well.
Are you speaking as Matt or are you speaking as reading?
Because Andy Swift. I saw it the other way. But she goes, Michelle goes, this is the exchange, Michelle, do you consider us friends? If we're friends and you have something to say to me, wouldn't you say it in my face? And Dmitry goes, yeah, so what's your issue? And she goes, it's not my issue. I'm just hearing things from people and I would hate for it to be coming from you because you're my friend. Dmitry goes, Michelle, why are you trying to put the blame on me? Michelle goes, I'm just trying to make sure you're not saying things behind my back because we're friends. Dimitri says, I'm not. And Michelle says, okay. And Dimitri says, it's not me who's saying it. It's everyone else, darling. I don't have to say anything. Which is like, if you got out just before that.
Yeah.
You'd be fine.
Yeah.
It didn't really seem like it didn't seem like he had much of a problem with it. No. Or at least he wasn't causing a fuss about it.
But it does sound like judges and a few others said, oh, that's definitely. Yeah.
I watched his season of Project Runway.
Great.
Okay,
now it's coming out. Yeah. Before you were saying, oh, I wanted Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah.
Right. I also said I didn't mind and that I enjoy Project Runway. I just wish Tim Gunn was there.
Imagine.
And Heidi Klum.
Can you picture this? Imagine instead of dresses, they're baking pies and cakes. There's a show like this. That. Can
yes.
you?
Yes.
Yeah, there's
yes.
a show.
I'm a huge fan of that show, but I can't Bake access off. It. I don't know how to get it. It's on Foxtel. I mean, like the one with Butts and Ella Hooper, I've seen a bit of that, and that's
Claire
great.
Hooper.
Claire Hooper, sorry.
Yes, it's so good.
It's and really good. I love
you
it.
You guys
so
haven't
much.
Seen the Bake Off show with Ella Hooper?
I think that's, isn't that the Spicks and Specks season
yeah.
two?
When yeah. they did food.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why it failed, actually. Yeah. Bit too much of a departure.
it wasn't Spicks and Specks. It was called Hundreds and Thousands.
That is good. That was
very
good.
Line?
That was very good. That's a good, funny line.
A funny line.
I think there's a show coming together here.
If only there was an editor in the house, but not tonight. This has got to go out. It's already eight hours late.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If there were apes in Bake Off,
yeah,
I'd be up for it.
Oh,
yeah. Talking about that.
The Great Ape Bake Off.
If there was, no. If there was an episode of The Great Australian Bake Off with apes in it, then put me on the episode of this show where we talk about that show.
Well, if anyone listening has seen some sort of a Bake Off type show that has some sort of any sort of tenuous link to monkeys or apes.
tenuous is right.
Yeah. Let us know. If one cake one time was inspired by a monkey, I'm getting this team back together and we're following up.
See, I'd watch it. That my ultimate version of that show would be it's just exactly like Bake Off, right? But there's just monkeys hanging out around them the whole time.
Right.
So they're not involved and they don't have like part of the storyline. Right. It just adds to the visuals of the whole thing. And they just sometimes they get naughty and they're trying to cook things, but no one ever brings it up. They just deal with it. they just get through. They make the crepe cake with a chimpanzee just chucking them on the head with a whisk.
They're not very hygienic to have in the kitchen, right?
I don't know. I haven't tried it.
How about this? Just because, you know, for humane reasoning, we just make them all CGI chimps.
Okay.
So they're all played by Andy Serkis.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They don't have the budget runs out before. So it's actually people baking with just a whole lot of actors with balls all over them at their feet.
Green screen.
Yeah. Would that be a good compromise?
I think that for humane purposes.
Okay. Great.
I would watch that. I don't know for how long. Probably a long time.
That also means that it's a good compromise because Evan's favorite primate's there as well. A man in a ball suit.
I love that.
Yeah.
Is that your favorite?
Well, humans, yes. Whether or not they're in ball
suits.
Are
we a primate? Are we?
Yes.
Technically, really?
Yes.
Some say we're the king of the primates.
I think they're the best.
Humans?
Yeah.
This show really mainly focuses on the non-human primates.
Yeah, ever since I ruined it by by pointing it out.
Yeah.
Oh, we bring back the Diana monkey.
Yeah. Now that's a monkey. I love a monkey I've never heard of as well.
Yeah.
I think I should start a leaderboard. If I remember, I'll put it in the vote for the 2019 Primate of the Year awards.
Are you going to have like a whole day kind of like they do with Triple J Hottest 100?
Counting them down.
Counting down.
I did an episode at the start of the year with Stuart Dolman and Ben Russell, and they helped me count them down.
Yeah, right.
From the top, I think we did the top 10.
Yeah.
And the number one, I don't know if you want to know it. You probably want to go back and listen. You don't want spoilers.
No, no, hit me. You just think
the number one was the Japanese macaque.
It is a great Arctic monkey. It's a great monkey. But here's the thing. Is Japan in the Arctic?
I think far north Japan. Because I'm pretty sure those were the, I think they were the most northerly monkeys. Are Japanese macaques or macaques?
What's correct?
I think I've met a few macaques in my life.
It depends on where you are. If you're, and the personality of
the monkey. They're in, where did we see them?
We Launceston? Went to.
Launceston, yeah.
Yeah, they've got macaques there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was some rich guy from back in the day.
Yeah, brought them over and just like for some reason they
We filmed down. Were you with us when we filmed down there, Ev? No.
Where?
Launceston.
Those Launceston.
Oh, no.
You edited that scene.
But it's not even a zoo. It's like in the middle of the park.
Yeah, it is. But it seems, it's like quite a, it's kind of like a half decent zoo enclosure, like quite a pretty spacious one.
They look fine, but they're just, it's the middle of the park. There's a whole lot of Arctic monkeys. I love it.
It's real strange.
Did you go on the flying fox thing in Launceston?
Oh, like over the gorge?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went on the gorge thing.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrifying.
Great fun, though. I was holding a camera. No, I wasn't. I was sitting next to a camera person holding a camera.
I was just crying.
I was real close
to
expensive equipment.
Oh, really? So you're making it swing?
Yeah. that was great. We saw wallabies and all sorts of stuff.
It was lovely, that thing.
Maybe Runway Australia could go down there and each contestant has to pick an individual macaque to design. It was like, this macaque's personality speaks to me. I'm going to design a gown based on this one.
So they all look
Imagine
the same.
Imagine designing a gown based on a macaque's personality.
Yeah. I love the idea that they all design based on one animal. Like that is something I'd watch. I'd be like, how are they going to all interpret an alligator differently?
Yeah.
Like that's more interesting.
I think it is too. Especially when the alligator one did have a bit of an alligator-y looking tail.
Yeah, but it wasn't great. I didn't like that.
No, it was very ugly.
They
I think
like
the more you make it look like an animal,
maybe
probably
that's why
the worse
they did it.
Yeah.
No, think about it.
No one mentioned
if they
the
made a monkey costume.
Yeah, remember the budgie? How you
the
said that, yeah, the budgie said looked like one of those Camilla caftans. Remember,
that's right.
Do you know how much they're worth, those Camilla caftans?
$70.
No.
$700.
$7,000.
I saw one for $980. I'm moving.
Whoa. There's not even a seven in there. We were way off. What are the odds of that?
Just killed my Camilla sponsorship.
Oh, no. Oh, Camilla's a brand?
It's a brand. You know those crazy caftans you see people swanning about with sparkles and colours?
No.
Oh.
Where are we seeing them?
Everywhere.
Adelaide Zoo.
Yeah, you'd probably definitely.
How have I not? Where am I?
Look it up, Camilla caftan.
All right, I'm doing a lot of googling today.
Camilla caftans.
Anything to do with Camilla Parker Bowles, late sister-in-law or something of the People's Princess?
Camilla. What a way to wrap things up.
Caftan.
Are gibbons like people?
They like people. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
They're very loud. You can hear them from ages away.
Yeah, I've seen these.
The caftans or the gibbons?
$1,000.
Yeah.
Holy moly. They're just sort of like a big flowy
tea towel. Wow, that looks
cheap
to me. It does not look like an expensive.
They must be rolling in it because you go to the Camilla stores and there's got like 800 different varieties.
I imagine there must be heaps of knockoffs of them though, right?
Yeah, totally. And no one's going to come up to you and be like, hey.
Excuse me.
Hey.
That better not be from Kmart.
Yeah, that better be Camilla.
Trouble. I'm Camilla.
Get out of the way. I'm Camilla. That's Camilla's job these days.
Yeah.
She just walks up and down Noosa Heads going, I'm Camilla.
Yeah, is that one of mine?
I'm Camilla.
That doesn't look like one of mine.
Who is Camilla anyway?
All right.
She is a woman who makes caftans.
Camilla caftan maker. Okay.
They're very popular with, I'd say, upper middle class mums, right? And in Brisbane especially. And that someone made a Camilla mums get together at a hotel for a high tea on Facebook page, right?
Mm.
Which is ridiculous. But they left it open, the invite open. And by the time I got to it, I think something like 31,000 people were attending.
What?
Camilla said they had to cancel it.
Who are all these people that can spend $1,000 on a caftan?
I don't think they were. I think there were people just parodying the people who spent $1,000 on a caftan.
Okay, that's fine.
This is from news.com.au. She's the queen of the caftan, the leader of the Camilla tribe.
Mm.
But the launch of one of Australia's most recognisable and profitable fashion labels, Camilla, didn't start from a degree in fashion or an internship behind a sewing machine.
Oh, no, really?
For Camilla Franks, the founder and director of the multi-million dollar Australian fashion label, her start came from starring on stage in Sydney. I got into acting, and my acting days were the platform to the Camilla days, Miss Franks told me. I started as a junior producer, but I got bored quickly and wanted to spread my wings. As a young girl, I was brought up on stage and wanted to be authentic for that. When I threw myself into acting, I found my truth on stage, to my parents' horror. She sounds like a big character.
Yeah.
Miss Franks, who started her Camilla Caftan range 14 years ago, never dreamt of being a fashion designer. Working in advertising under Sydney businessman John Singleton, Franks moved into TV and music video production. Before long, Franks set her sights on the stage. Even though she knew she wouldn't cut it as an actress for long, she loved the idea of completely consuming a character. This goes on.
What has this got to do with caftans?
Well, Hitler wanted to be a painter, didn't he?
Okay, that's true. Then he made caftans.
Then he made caftans. Then he made holocausts.
I've never spent that much money on an item of clothing.
What, really? No, what about a really nice ski jacket or something? When you go
I don't
skiing.
Think I've ever bought a ski jacket. I've never been skiing.
Tech gear you've spent.
Tech gear you spend thousands on.
Headphones.
Everything. I can't justify that. But I can't justify Camilla caftans either, so I don't know what's
like. I think equipment is easier to justify.
Equipment
than caftans
is definitely a better investment because you're reaping a reward from it. Do you know what I mean?
It's useful.
It's useful.
It's functional.
Unless you've got some kind of crazy kind of X-Man style use out of Camilla caftans that no one knows about.
The hidden power.
I nearly got swayed. We were going to Fiji and I thought, oh, I want to look fancy by the pool. And so I went in there and I was like, what are they? They look like fun shorts.
I thought
short
you meant
versions.
Suede like the material. That'd be very inappropriate for pool wear.
Tried on the shorts and I was like, oh, maybe. How much? $400.
Oh, no.
Okay. That doesn't sound right.
I wouldn't spend $400 on shorts.
Yeah. What would you spend $400 on?
A piece of equipment. A jacket. I'd spend $400 on a, and I have spent $400 on a jacket.
Like a nice jacket.
Yeah.
But not a pair of shorts.
Like a blazer or a, yeah.
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 No, I see that. What about you, Matt?
In terms of caftans?
No, sploshing out on. What would you splosh out?
Splosh
what do you splosh out
on?
What do you treat yourself?
It's normally like a round of cocktails.
That's nice. For you?
No, I can't think. I don't know. I haven't sploshed out for a while.
You just went to Thailand.
But I'm thinking of money that I've spent too much on. And I remember spending, you know, like back in the day, drinking beers and I'd spend $100 in a night. What a waste of money that is. I'd prefer to end it with a caftan.
I used my entire inheritance in one night from my grandpa in a crazy stunt.
Right.
So do you want
to... Yeah. That's fun.
Is it caftan related?
At least you get a story out of it.
Yeah, it's a great story. It was a long time ago. I was dating a bloke. He was no good and he ditched me. Who would have thought? And a couple of days later, we're at the local bar in Brisbane. There's not a lot of places. So we got there. There's probably like 60 people there. Anyway, he rocks up with a new blonde on his arm.
No.
No, all right. And then one
not
of
the people's princess.
Not, no, she was gone by then.
Okay.
And then my mate comes up to me and she goes, oh, look what's happening over in the corner. And I said, oh, what do I do? She goes, you can either leave or you can do something extraordinary. And I went, oh, I know what I'll do. And I ordered the entire bar a round of Long Island iced teas except for those two people. And all I said was the bartenders who were handing them out, if those guys come up, they say, no, not you two. And they did. And then they left. And it was the best thing
that
ever.
Would be
but
sweet.
Woke up the next morning, $980. Just gone from
that's
my bank.
It's almost a exactly a caftan.
It's a caftan, really. So one caftan or the glory of. They probably didn't even remember it or anything like that.
It's an expensive drink.
Yeah,
too,
they're right? Like nearly $30, those ones. There's a lot in them.
Wow.
Yeah, that's one of those.
You
that's
made
the
a lot of people happy.
I made a lot of people happy. I don't know if my grandpa would be proud, but.
He wasn't a Long Island man?
He wasn't a Red Bull man.
Red Bull Long Island iced teas.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, right.
Turbocharged.
We're talking 2007 here.
Okay. Now we're talking. I've kept reading this article longer than I should have.
Huh.
It's been an amazing journey and crazy to think that 14 years ago I'd be one of Australia's leading designers.
Oh, this is still Camilla.
If you'd told me that at the beginning, I'd say you're mad. It feels a bit rude.
Everyone jump on. You got to jump on and check out Camilla Caftans. Really? Yeah,
I think you should.
Is the woman a genius or a fool?
Well, I guess she's some sort of genius.
She's going to be a genius.
She's only just turned 40.
Why is that the surprise?
She's had it all. Yeah. I just assumed the woman who came up with caftans and made them big wasn't in her 20s when she started it off.
She's a trend sniffer.
Ah.
She can pick the trends.
Well done. She says this is her own niche corner. Well, it's a caftan. People buy into the prints and the stories.
Is it a niche corner caftan?
I go off like the beaten path. And explore new cultures and colours.
Is it appropriation?
I'm not sure. What's the...
It feels a bit. There's a lot of kind of leopard printy stuff going on.
Oh, you think she's stealing the culture of leopards?
That's not what I was getting at, but...
I'm looking at she's got ones with skulls on them. They're just sort of... Yeah, right.
Maybe not.
You're always quick to call problematic, aren't you, Evan?
Can we put a online poll out of... Do you know Camilla caftans? Just to see how many people know about it.
I'll do it on the primates thing right now, which should still be up there when this episode goes up in about an hour. Mm-hmm. What did you want me to say? How do I do it? Poll. This is knowing that we don't edit. This is so dumb. But what am I asking? Have you heard
of Camilla caftans?
Or what about? Do you think Camilla caftans have had their time?
Do you? That makes it weirder.
No, it's fine.
Camilla. Caftans, because this knowing that no one has any context for this at the moment.
They will soon. It'll be a lovely Easter egg. They'll listen to it. They'll be like, four and a half hours in. It makes sense.
They'll hear that. They'll hear this post come together.
Caftans with a K or a C?
K.
That's what I thought, but just trying to correct it to a C. Anyway.
That's crazy.
Choice one. Okay, wait, hang on. Choice one, yes. Choice two, we just go with no?
Yeah.
Okay,
maybe
I like
nah.
That.
Maybe a yes and a nah.
Nah. Yeah and nah. Yeah. Okay, great.
That'll do.
All right.
Binary choice. Great.
Tweeting. It's out for one day. Sorry, there was a problem creating the poll. Oh, what?
Oh, no.
I kept it so simple. Don't make a liar of me, tweeter. Okay, this is frustrating. I'll make this happen. Anyway, is there anything else? What do we have to talk about on the show? So... There's a winner, and the winner ended up being Michelle, who made the design that was kind of sounds like it was a ripoff of her friend's Dimitri's.
It was a porcupine.
It was a porcupine. Did you see porcupine in that?
It had lines. It was pointy, maybe. It was sharp.
I think she deserved to win technically, but right. I didn't personally like it. I think technically it was a good idea.
I quite liked it.
It seemed there was the most going on with it. Mm. I'm not at all qualified sitting here in my suicidal tendencies hoodie. But I thought I was impressed by all of them that they could make clothes in 2 days.
All right. You need to watch more of the show.
Okay.
That needs to wear off. You need to start putting demands on them with your mind.
Yeah.
Things aren't
Everyone, all of them managed to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. That is true. But the loser, sadly...
The Aussie.
And the Gibbon-inspired, the only primate-inspired outfit.
She's out.
And does that mean?
It did look, there was something about the things on the hips that looked like it wasn't done yet or something.
No one wants monkey cheeks. Monkey cheeks.
They're ape cheeks, Evan. I've been strong on this all episode. Gibbons are definitely apes.
For me, it was the little cut out at the front that made you could see. Like, it honestly, you can see the bits, her bits pretty much through it.
You were, when you said flaps, you meant her bits.
Yeah, her bits.
I really thought you were talking some sort of a fashion term.
I think flaps, it is a fashion term. Well, it is now.
Yeah. Okay.
I always think it's funny when, whenever I travel with my dad on the airplane, he goes, when we're landing, he goes, flaps down. So I don't know why that's really funny still. That's very funny. And I always kind of like squat down a little further. You hear this, flaps coming down.
That's what a lovely moment to share.
Yeah, lovely.
Andy Swift put it in better words than me, summing up the winner and loser. He says, anyway, Michelle ended up getting the last. Anyway.
It's always a good article when there's anyway.
Anyway, moving along. Michelle ended up getting the last laugh by winning this week's challenge with her porcupine-inspired gown, which Judge Isaac Mazzai loves so much that he wanted to wear it. Dimitri fuming. He did say that, I think. He said, I love it. I could wear it.
Yeah, he did.
Dimitri fuming the whole time made Michelle's victory that much sweeter. Was he fuming? I thought, Evan, you pointed out that you thought he took it quite well.
Look, I wasn't watching super close. Like, I wasn't examining it, but it seemed like he wasn't too fazed by it. Maybe he was just being passive-aggressive or something, while everyone else was just being outwardly aggressive about it. Right. But it seemed like he didn't really want to cause a drama.
Yeah, it did and seem everyone like else was everyone like else was mentioning
trying
it.
Trying to make a drama out of it.
So it was weird that they picked up all the contestants and some of the judges mentioned that it did look like a rip-off, but she still was seen as the clear winner.
Judges didn't mention it.
Guy who said he'd wear it, he said, I thought that was yours. I assume that one was yours. That looks
but
more
he didn't
like
go. With, I don't think he criticised it for it.
No, he didn't criticise it, but he just said, I mean, he made the point that they did look. But anyway,
we're really into it now, aren't they? Yeah.
And then Andy goes on, finally says, Julie Grubuck's unflattering, poorly proportioned monkey dress landed her in the bottom next to Sean Kelly, whose giraffe look, which I thought his giraffe inspired look was pretty good. But anyway, his giraffe inspired look was deemed inexpensive and dated. In the end, Julie was sent packing.
I reckon Lion should have gone home with the green pants, the slacks.
Yeah, which I at first thought looked good because it was green, but then when everyone said, I agree.
Look nothing like a lion.
It doesn't look like a lion.
No, it doesn't look like
I've never seen a green lion with leather straps before.
Really, haven't you?
No.
You've got to go to Adelaide Zoo.
Okay. And you've also got to understand these dresses are made to go clubbing.
Yeah,
and
they were supposed to find a mate on the prowl.
If you see a lion in one of those.
It's got to be little. They didn't want to say the word, but a little bit of a slutty air.
Yeah, you've got to have your flaps out.
Yeah, flaps out.
Is that what they meant?
Flaps down.
Okay. Would you have had a different winner, Evan?
No, I thought that was quite good.
Yeah, the winner was the one?
Yes. What was the other one that was good?
The other one they said was close. Did they give a top two?
I'm not sure. Mm. I'm picturing one, but I can't remember what animal it was.
It was the guy with the blonde hair, whatever.
He did an owl.
The owl. Oh. I thought the owl was quite good too.
The owl was my favorite, I think.
But I thought the one that won, I thought was the. But it was, you know, more fashion.
But we're all pretty much got consensus on the loser. She was cool. I think she was quite likable.
I would have picked the lion over her.
Right.
I thought she made a nice little LBD. She just put the panels in the wrong spot.
LBD. Little black dress.
Yay!
Hey! Is that a thing?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, Evan.
Really?
Watch a movie. Haven't you seen?
I've watched movies. I watched Project X.
Yeah?
That's a movie.
What's that?
That's about monkeys.
We had a previous
And this is about monkeys. Oh, it's because I watched it for the show.
It's fashion monkeys.
You did watch it for the show. I should double check who someone a listener did suggest this topic. Let me get that up while you talk because I'm not editing this. Keep talking.
How are you going, Maggie?
I'm good.
That's
I was
going
to eat these I'm chips. Sorry. I just don't.
There's so many chips. You bought chips in, and I've been trying to eat them
They're
quietly.
Very, very good chips as
They're
well.
They're cold now.
Yeah. What are you doing after this?
I'm going to go home.
So it was. This is no.
Hang
good.
On. Hang on. Elizabeth. I'm going to go home. Sorry. Okay. No, you go.
And you're going to hang out with some humans and your Andy doll.
Has Beck gone already?
Yeah. Oh, she's not waiting for us.
Beck Petratus, previous guest on the show.
Oh, yeah.
So this topic was suggested by Elizabeth Salgado, and she's from Anaheim in California.
Oh, that's where the Disney is.
Disneyland, yeah.
Right, yeah, and the Angels, the Anaheim Angels, who's, I think, is maybe has the Rally Monkey as their mascot, if I'm right.
What are you talking about? The Hells Angels?
It's a Rally Monkey.
No, the Anaheim Angels are a baseball team.
Oh, I thought you meant the Hells Angels. I was concerned that you knew the locations of them. The main sponsor, the Hells Angels. You know, hello, if they're listening.
Yeah, welcome aboard. And Elizabeth said, this is why she suggested it. She said, the fashion, well, this is just recapping. I should have probably checked this already. she says, the fashion designers visit the zoo and must design a look for a wild night out based on their animals. One of the animals is a gibbon. That's a gibbon.
That's a gibbon.
And who gets assigned to the cheeky boy? An Aussie. That's true.
Yes.
Anyway, I thought she was cool. I like that that designer. So but obviously, I don't know, whatever.
And I thought it was a good, your listener did good. That was really fun to
so
watch.
So good. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. And I enjoyed that it was sort of a bit of a left field suggestion.
I felt it was very Maggie Luke.
Very Maggie Luke.
Very Maggie Luke.
Maggie was doing an episode tonight either way, so it was perfect.
Perfect.
And yeah,
I would
if
have
you
been
have
angry.
Any other suggestions for sort of out of the box type topics, there is a link in the description of this show where you can click, and that's where I find a lot of my topics if people don't come up with one otherwise. Now, how we normally finish the show, Evan knows, Maggie, how we normally finish the show is by giving the piece of media we watched a banana score. How many bananas do you give it?
Out of
however many, however big you picture a bunch of bananas, and what kind of bananas are they? How ripe are they? I mean, you can give as much or as little detail as you like.
Are we rating the episode of
rating the
Project
episode?
Okay, right.
You could rate the episode or rate the dress. I guess let's rate the episode, because the second one is we'll see by a DNA percentage how much we relate to the dress.
Okay, right. I give it 2 bananas out of 4 bananas.
Yeah,
and they're semi-ripe. This is the bananas in my mind are bananas that I bought today from the supermarket.
Okay.
And they were a couple of them were green.
Yep.
And they're the green ones.
Okay. You've given it the green ones.
Yeah.
So they'll be good in a few days.
Yeah, not yet.
Not quite done yet. What about you, Maggie?
Bonjour,
Maggie.
Hello. I would give it 1 banana out of 30 bananas.
Whoa.
And they're the bananas from our backyard because we grow them.
Okay.
And they're the sweetest, best things you'll ever taste.
Oh, okay.
And so it's like, see, I'm trying to balance it out.
Yeah.
So it's a good banana, but it's still
It's the best. So I'd say it'd be equivalent of 2 out of 4.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's how good the bananas are.
Jeez. They're the best bananas you ever. And they're only probably, they're like the, I
Melbourne
don't know,
is
about 7 centimetres higher.
Because Melbourne's not normally good banana growing.
I'm from Brisbane. I'm from Queensland.
Oh, your backyard.
Yeah. When
your
I grew
childhood.
Up, they're the best, and you have to eat them all.
So when flaps are down,
flaps are down.
Yeah, one of the things you're thinking about is homegrown bananas.
Yeah, the family's a bit crook, but they're the best. They're so good. Like they look real bad from the outside, and then you open them, and you're like, oh my god.
And that's why Queenslanders are called banana benders, because you all have banana trees in your backyard?
I think it was the assumption that bananas grow straight and our jobs
and
up there were
bending them
because we're so thick.
Yeah.
Is
right.
that true? Mm. How much of that is true?
I think that's what
that's all true.
On. Yeah.
That's
but I
do
have
do.
A family member who
bends bananas.
Cuts down bananas up in Innisfail.
That's
Innisfail? Cool. Innis. That's, yeah.
I love that. It's great. I love that culture.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for bringing that here tonight.
Southeast Queensland.
Yeah. And the other thing we like to do is, you know, Andy Matthews, he's some sort of scientist. He was the first guest on this show, and he told us that humans and chimpanzees share about 98% DNA. And what we like to do is talk about how much of ourselves as a percentage we see in the primate we've talked about on screen. In this case, the dress, I suppose.
How much of ourselves we see in the dress?
Yeah, I guess so. We've never done it about a dress before. We could talk about the gibbons that the dress was based on, but I think it makes more sense to talk about the dress.
You go first.
I could see you in this dress.
So, okay, say see us wearing this dress or us in the design?
Well, Evan's not taking this seriously, to be honest.
Sorry.
It's a serious question, Evan, and I want a serious answer, please.
Serious answer, I don't see any of me in that dress.
No.
You got
foofy hips.
All right. All right. I've got furry cheeks. The dress was inspired by furry cheeks of the... Okay. All right. Okay. So as a percentage,
20%. 20%. Okay.
That's the best I can do.
Maggie. Bonjour, Maggie.
Hello. Where? I see myself a lot in that dress because it's something that I'm bad at buying evening wear, something a bit special. I'm fine at buying like nice casual. I think that's what I usually wear.
Yeah. Right.
But when it comes up, we've got a party on or something, I'm very bad at it. So I reckon it's something I would buy accidentally and then have to put it on and deal with the rest for the rest of the evening, where people like you, I know you too well.
Alyssa Milano.
You would come up to me at a party and say, "What's happening there?" And I say, "I
that
made a mistake."
That is not what I would say at all.
Yeah, what would you say?
I don't think I would notice.
No,
if I saw someone in that dress, I'd be like, "What a that's a cool dress."
You would notice if that slit was that high.
Oh, right. I keep forgetting that you were saying that they. I don't think it was that high.
It was very high.
Okay.
It was very, very high.
Right.
With big white fluffy things on it. You would come up to Ben, my partner, and say, "Ben, something's wrong."
I don't
think she's going to have to go home.
I don't
think. It's making everyone feel weird.
You're autonomous. Hey, this is your body. You do whatever you like.
It doesn't mean it's not going to make other people feel weird. Like,
oh, okay.
I think I'm all for people doing whatever they want with their body, but I'm allowed to say, "Hey, that makes me feel weird."
Okay, that dress. Yeah, it's basically a guy going to a party in a T-shirt with nothing else on.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. Yeah, just a bit
I don't remember it being that short. I thought it was sort of like almost knee length. No.
It slid up the front.
I can't remember that at all.
There's a big V-neck. V in the middle of the skirt.
A reverse V-neck.
Reverse. That's why I've been saying V-leg. Things have been hanging out, hanging out. So there's like... For all the listeners out there, say you've got a hemline of a very short mini skirt. In the middle, for some reason, she's cut out a reversed V. So there's a V with that top of the V very, very high up.
Is that why she kept saying cheeky monkey?
Yeah, because she was supposed to be cheeky. That's why she cut
it. Is that what that was?
I didn't get that.
Oh, God.
Missed it all.
What is the point of anything?
Well, that's a big question.
Yeah.
I
never answered
before. What percentage you said? Pretty high.
Pretty high.
I'm going to say maybe 42% based on the foofiness. I've got foofy cheeks as well.
Yeah, yeah. You got foofier cheeks than me.
Yeah. And I could pull off a leggy dress, I reckon.
You got good pins.
I reckon you've got foofier cheeks because you've got baby face cheeks.
Yeah, your Matt's cheeks got, are foofier.
Matt's a flatter but with more hair. Yours are more round with less hair.
All right, maybe I'm 15%.
Yeah, that's cute, yeah.
You've knocked 30% off me. Well, that brings us to our final section of the show. It's our Patreon thanking section. And one of the things patrons can do, so patrons support this show at patreon.com/dogoonpod. They support this show as well as Do Go On and Book Cheat. And if you go there and support the show, one of the many rewards you get is getting a shout out on this show. And you also get to tell me your favorite kind of primate. So I'm going to read a few of them out now, including this one from Jacob Hinkle.
Hinkle?
No.
He says, start rereading them, haha. Ben Russell's Michael Caine impression completely overshadowed my shout-out. So this is a shout-out from a while ago.
Imagine living with him.
with
Michael
with
Caine.
Hinkle. With Jacob Hinkle. Oh, no, Michael Caine.
With Michael Caine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, tell you what. So I went back and, because when Ben's on, I get him to read them out in different voices.
He's good at voices.
I'll read this out in a much plainer, flatter voice for you, Jacob. This is what Jacob said. He said, my favorite primate from pop culture is Momo the winged lemur from Avatar The Last Airbender. My favorite real primate is the pygmy marmoset, smallest apes in the world. I saw them at the Jacksonville Zoo. They use teddy bears for beds.
No.
Wow.
Pygmy marmoset.
That sounds adorable.
Oh, my God.
I've looked these up before and I believe they are.
Are they apes or monkeys?
Yeah, I assume they were monkeys, but, I mean, I've been wrong in the very recent past.
No.
And they look like they have tails. But they are, I think they might be just.
I didn't know that was a thing, the tails.
Oh, no. They're tiny. Oh.
I can't see anything that's going on.
No,
right
I don't know if I like them actually. I think they're
very cute.
They're cute, or are they terrifying?
Yeah, like they're so cute, but yeah, maybe it depends on the picture though. I think. Whoa! Look at that in a bunch of bananas.
Wow!
It kind of looks like it's like wearing a balaclava.
Those are green bananas.
Tiny green bananas as well. That is a tiny, tiny little fella.
Good one.
Thank you so much that one, Jacob Hinkle. Douglas Whiteside says, my favorite primate is probably Funky Kong from the Donkey Kong Country games.
Nice.
I mean, just look at him. He is the coolest primate ever. Got a sweet bandana and an awesome pair of shades. Plus, he is super chill. We could all stand to be a little bit more like Funky Kong.
I agree.
I agree. Good one.
Funky and if you Kong. Like video games, you should watch Gamey Game, the show that I do.
Yes. You've been on the past where we did an episode on Donkey Kong and also an episode on the King of Kong. And yes, I've been on Gamey Game a bunch of times.
Yeah.
So has Ben Russell.
You should come
Michael
on again.
Kane.
You haven't been on for ages.
I'm always available.
You were last on the Christmas episode. You're not always available.
I'm not really available in the first half of the year. I'm away. But I'm back for most of the second half. Actually, I'm starting to book in some stuff. But yeah. Get me in. I'm keen. I'm keen to do it.
Great.
But yes, especially if you talk Donkey Kong Country, and I know you don't do old games. So, Brian V. Douglas says, two Douglases. He says, my favorite primate from pop culture is Winston from the video game Overwatch.
Yeah.
This comes up a little bit. I've only ever heard of it from people saying we should do it on the show, but I need to get some proper gamers in because
Yeah. And if you like video games,
cross promotion.
But I'll put a link to Gamey Game in the show description.
You don't have to.
Seems like there's a lot of monkey games out there.
Yeah. I wonder why that is.
It's fun. Is it fun to.
I think there's just a lot of games and eventually.
Is there a fashion game?
Not such the expert
on games anymore. All right.
There's The Sims. You can dress up your.
There's one about hospitals. I remember last time I was on.
Or
maybe one
that's
of the
fun.
Times I was on. Yeah, you can make
see,
your
I like
own hospital.
Those ones. They're fun.
Yeah, people died games. And stuff.
The ones people die in the hospital ones.
People die in most games, I guess.
People die in all hospitals.
What? What about? Oh, yep. Yeah, that is true. I was a bit. Ugh.
Except like
animal hospitals.
I reckon a person has died at an animal hospital.
Really?
I'm putting it out there. One time in the history of animals.
Probably.
Still your favorite primate, Evan? They're dying at animal hospitals. You useless bloody species.
So do primates, maybe.
Oh, great. No need to fling mud around, man. Don't go down to their level.
The primates level?
I guess so. He goes on to say about Winston, he's a very friendly and super intelligent gorilla that was raised on the moon. What? He has a special. So was. Yeah, anyway. Because have you seen the Netflix series about the superheroes who were a family in the Umbrella Academy?
It's called the Umbrella Academy?
Yes, that's the one.
No.
There was one of the guys in that was like, he's sort of like a gorilla on the moon.
Are gorillas smart? Or because you see them in media with English accents talking, all posh-like. Yeah. Is there any truth to that?
I don't think they know. They don't have posh English accents.
Did you say see them in the media? see them in the media?
That's a conspiracy.
That to me is like they've been on the news doing things.
Thank you so much for having me.
Crossing to our expert, Professor Mark.
I think chimps are smarter than... I think of the great apes, I think maybe the gorillas aren't the smartest, but they're big, strong fellas. I think chimps
don't
might
tell
be
that
this,
to their face.
I think chimps and maybe orangutans maybe are smarter.
I don't know about gorillas. All you see is footage of them doing sign language, but sign language is cry. Come on, guys. It wouldn't be fun to hang out with. They're fine.
Yeah. They're either sad or British.
They're fine. They're either sad or British. Very true.
Just see a gorilla.
We did a whole episode on Coco, the signing gorilla.
That would have been a sad episode.
No, we remembered the good times as well.
Who was on that?
Andy Matthews, some sort of scientist, and Angus Gordon.
Gordo.
Best newcomer, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival 2016.
It's a good lineup.
16.
That's a good lineup. A lot of blondes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was three brothers.
Very Aryan.
Oh, was it the one in the car?
It was the one in the car.
Wow, I remember that.
Evan helped make that happen. Anyway, we're getting so sorry, Brian V. Douglas. Let me read out your paragraph here. We're almost through it. He was a friendly and super intelligent gorilla that was raised on the moon. He has a special ability called Primal Rage, where his more animalistic side comes out. You know, he puts down his cup of tea, stops speaking with his posh accent, which we fondly refer to as angry monkey mode. Because, of course, calling him a monkey will only make him more angry and powerful. Favorite species is the ringtail lemur, classic species, well done. Look at those guys jump. I love the ringtail lemur is a classic as well. You know,
yeah, right.
Thank you so much, Brian V. Douglas. And finally, this is the longest one we've ever had from Callie Trey. She says...
Carrie Trey?
Callie. Carrie Trey. Oh, that's... Yeah.
We're not laughing at you. We're laughing with you,
Kelly. Callie Trey says, what I'd like to say my favorite is, would be the super suave, dramatic Safaka. Have you heard of the
Safaka? Sorry, it's a fucker?
Safaka. Oh. Have you seen Safakas? They look so cool.
No. Let's
They've
show
come
us.
Up a couple of times before, maybe once before. Safaka.
So is their favorite? This is
what they'd like
cool.
to say.
Yeah, I like that. Good one, Kelly. Yeah.
That's the thing.
What's preventing them from...
Well, she goes on, none of you would know any better. And I would instantly be one of the cool kids, right?
Yes.
But Kelly. I'd know the truth, she says. And I'd be being dishonest to my true self. No, I've got to go with my true spirit animal, the black and white colobus. Do you want to look that one up?
Yeah, you got to look that up.
All right, one second here.
We should just have you should get a massive poster with all the primates on it so we can just look at
the
poster.
There are so many.
Yeah.
I find about a new one every week. So this one I've never seen before.
Oh, Frowny Boy. I like him.
Look at that. Yeah.
Oh, he's good. He's good, Kelly.
I like the.
I'm on your side. That's great.
She says.
I'm on your side.
Don't listen to him. I'm with you. So to start with, their sad, sad faces and eyes are mood. Just look at those eyes, Matt. If those eyes could talk, they'd say, I know only pain. Here are just some of the reasons I can't help but love these sad mates. We've gone into dot points here.
Mm-hmm.
They're so done with life, they'll eat exotic plants, longing for death, one assumes. These are real facts, I believe.
Mm.
I haven't vetted.
Longing for death is a fact?
Well, that bit's in brackets.
Oh,
so I
right,
think that's
okay.
editorializing.
That's an assumption,
there.
Yeah.
They lack one of the single greatest advantages of being a primate, opposable thumbs. Oh. They usually mate during the rainy season. So you can't see their tears. The name Colobus translates to mutilated, a jab at their lack of thumbs. So they're forever doomed to be known instantly by their single greatest inadequacy.
Can you say that one last? Can you say that again?
The name Colobus translates to mutilated, a jab at their lack of thumbs.
Colobus.
Colobus. So they're forever doomed to be known instantly by their single greatest inadequacy.
Lack of thumbs. So they've got four fingers or five fingers and no thumbs.
Or they're not opposable thumbs.
Yeah, let's have a look. Here we go. It's a baby's hand with hand out. No, that doesn't help. It looks like four fingers.
I think didn't she say? What?
Oh, okay. what does she say here?
No editing.
Opposable thumbs. Yeah, it just says they lack opposable thumbs.
Yeah, right.
So, that could be
that they have thumbs that aren't opposable or they don't have thumbs.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Just a couple more top points here. Their eating habits are so sloppy that they aid in the
seed.
They aid in the seed dispersal of their habitats. That's nice.
Oh, that's good.
That's one of the reasons she likes them. And finally, even their own mothers would often rather assign their infants to members of the group than deal with them themselves. Oh, God.
Jeez.
Kelly? I think you could spin that more positively. Like, the whole gang likes to bring up the kids.
Yeah.
That's kind of nice. It takes a village.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you might be thinking that
I was one of those up in central New South Wales for a while.
A village?
One of those family villages.
Oh, like a cult thing.
Yeah, like really, it's all a bit crook up there. They all
did
rest.
They have opposable thumbs?
I don't think they did anymore. That was a couple of decades ago. They left them.
Finally, she says,
it's in the news now.
Finally, she says, now you might be thinking that I'm projecting a little with my interpretation of these facts. But to that I say,
I did think that, yes.
To that I say, yeah, you're probably right.
Oh,
oh man, my heart loves these super sad mates. Thank
Do you
so
think
much.
Are they actually sad or do they just look sad?
Well, I think she's projecting for sure.
Right, okay.
And she admits that. So maybe just let Callie be, all right? Okay. We don't even actually know if Callie is or isn't a colobus. We just don't know. I don't have that information here.
I think she's a human.
Although, would she be able to type? You can type without opposable thumbs. Just make it harder to do the space bar.
So you're suggesting that this is a monkey that has...
I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just saying it's possible.
I love that idea. They're voting for themselves on a Patreon.
I think most of your listeners are probably apes.
Yeah, I think so too. Now, that brings us to the end of the episode. Where can people find you? Evan on Gamey Gamer, and I'll put that link out. You've mentioned it enough, to be honest.
On YouTube. Just search YouTube
for
Gamey Game.
And it's a show, it's a comedy panel show with most guests who've been on this show have been on Gamey Game.
Yeah,
you've been on
Gamey
Game?
I have. It's the best.
Yeah, you've been on a couple of times, right?
Yeah, it's great.
We talked about a game called Fight Crab, where crabs fight. That was one episode that Maggie was on.
Fight Crab. That's so good.
If you want to see crabs fight.
And it's good. I don't know anything about games as well, so you can imagine how that episode
It's a
went.
Fun show. Nobody
There's
knows.
Only
it's
room
fine.
For one total novice, and so I don't think we'll ever be on the same episode together. Where can people find you, Maggie?
Bonjour, Maggie. I don't know. I'm on Twitter.
Yeah.
I don't really have a side project.
Yeah, when's your next? You co-write festival shows. But that's all done for the year.
Yeah, I write with Ben Russell, your novelty voice man.
Ben Russell.
Yeah, that one. Got a few things coming up actually, but not they're kind of half baked currently. Okay. But you can find me on Twitter. I'm not great on Twitter. I'm better in real life.
What are you on Twitter?
Got the Luke.
LOOKE.
And it's all about networking for you on there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all about networking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And putting up polls. people can find Primates at the links below, but it's Primates Pod on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and at gmail.com. And please review us, give us 5 stars. I haven't had a review in a while.
Yeah.
Say something nice, make me feel like this is all worth it. And we always finish the show with a primate related sign off that's riffed in the moment, but we always say, thank you so much for joining us, Evan and Maggie. Mm-hmm. And as we always say here on Primates Podcast,
tickle me twice. Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
Bonjour, Maggie.
Bonjour.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Sorry.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.